Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
We have loads of messages after our conversation there with Maura Trasa-Nicali. By the way, she is Dr. Maura Trasa-Nicali because of her qualifications, just not a doctor with a GP after it, which is what she's hoping to do. So, well, happy to correct that. Dr. Eve is in touch saying, this is my story too. I had to leave training and I now work in a different role. I'm delighted to hear this topic finally being discussed. Someone says, I'm a qualified GP currently on maternity leave and I don't get paid mat leave as I don't run my own practice. GPs as an employee are treated terribly. Fair play to Maura Trasa for speaking out. That's from Deirdre. This person says, my heart is breaking listening this morning. I'm currently on maternity leave myself. I had to try over 15 creches before I could secure a place. There will still be 2 months where I have no childcare. There's no flexibility for part-time in work whatsoever, and it makes no sense when the majority of all healthcare professionals are women. It is so frustrating and also very, very sad. And someone, Ted in Cork, says, if you think being a patient in Ireland is bad these days, try being the GP. So he's a GP, I presume. Burnout is a real issue for the older or single-handed GPs. No locums, that's replacements in sight for them. So presumably Dr. Ted. So loads of messages in there as well. I also want to say that only very recently the Department of Health announced that they were increasing the number of training places for GPs to 350 in 2024. They announced this last November and saying this was confirming the commitment to deliver reform, increasing the number of GPs delivering services to patients. So we'll watch and see if they can achieve that and keep them in the system is the thing. But it's very much yin and yang this morning. That's the bad bit of what's going on in the country. Let's go to the best bits because we have that incredible medal haul of 4 medals coming home from Rome for Ireland last night. Silver capping it all off in the 4x400 metres final in the European Athletics Championship. So how do we capitalise on the success with the Olympics just a few weeks away? The head of Athletics Ireland is Hamish Adams. He's on the phone. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Oliver. Great to be here with you and celebrating the success of the ladies again last night. It was fantastic.
You and your team, you must be buzzing today.
We are. Look, I think it hasn't really sunk in, and I'll be honest, Oliver, it's just such a busy time because, look, it's only a few weeks away to the Olympics, so it's straight from here, back into it and go again.
Now, we've been celebrating the medal winners here, but there are others who finished in top 10s and made it into finals that really deserve a mention that we wouldn't have been used to seeing all over the years.
Yeah, exactly. Look, we had the largest ever team over there, which is a function of the strength and depth that we have in the team at the moment. So there were nearly 50 athletes in Rome. And like you say, the medal winners are getting the headlines, but there's some really good performances from many, many others as well. So that bodes well for the future. And also there were some athletes who weren't there this time because they had injuries or in some cases national championships in the American system, so they couldn't travel. Those that are in college over there. So we have more strength and depth to come into this group in the future as well.
Right, so there's going to be a big competition for those relay teams in particular because we can chop and change,
definitely.
Can't we? Yeah,
they can. They can chop and change between rounds of the relays. So, no, and we need all the depth and strength that we can get there because, look, there's always an injury, there's always something going on. So, look, that depth is certainly required.
And Rashida Adeleke, she has to decide now, doesn't she, whether she focuses on the individual competitions for the Olympics, does she join in the relay? I mean, she can't do it all.
That's a challenge, yeah. In terms of the draw in Paris, Rashida will have to make a decision as to whether she runs in the first round of the mixed relay because that is the day before her individual competition starts.
Oh,
so
yeah.
There is a clash there, but look, it's great to have those dilemmas as well, Oliver.
Yeah, it's absolutely, it's incredible. How do we capitalise on all of this now, Hamish? You've got us all excited.
How do we capitalise on? There's a hell of a lot of good stuff been going on for many, many years, and I think for us in the sport, this isn't a surprise. You know, we've had record levels of growth in our membership over the last 10 years. You know, we're nearly at 70,000 members across the island of Ireland at this stage. So we're a big sport, and that's been growing year on year. We've had great government support in terms of building new facilities over the last few years, and that's also supporting the growth in the sport. And And also, I think the Irish, we love, we can all relate back to the school sports day. It's in our DNA. We love that racing, and everyone has run or jumped or thrown in their lives, so they can actually really relate to the sport of athletics. And I think that's also helped with our growth over the years.
What is the current state of facilities in Ireland? Is it good enough? Because we know there's no homecoming because they have to go all around the world to different training camps around the place, in England and America.
Oh, no, we have excellent facilities. Where they're actually going, most of the athletes, look, Rashida has been in university in Texas, so she was based there. That's where her home is. That's where she's heading back to with the coach. Mm-hmm. We've got Kira McGeehan as a professional athlete with New Balance. So she's based in the UK. That's where she's gone back to. But there's also a lot of competition still taking place across Europe. So some of our athletes are still seeking Olympic qualification, and that runs right up until the end of the month. So they're trying to get a few more races in around the place to make the standard for Paris as well.
Are they going abroad because the facilities are lacking here, or is it training personnel?
No, not at all. I think this time of the year, it's probably more for the weather. You know, I'm looking out the window here, and you are as well. And
we can understand that.
Yeah, and look, I think that's one of the biggest challenges we have here. But Sport Ireland and government have invested heavily over the last number of years, and we have excellent facilities here in Ireland. So it's certainly not for facilities. It's not for coaching. It's, you know, this time of the year, it's just for racing opportunities and for the weather, because the warm weather... Paris is going to be literally 40 degrees heat, so they need to be ready and acclimatised for that.
It's going to be extraordinary. The funding, is it your job to look for extra money? The money comes from the government down through Sport Ireland and to yourselves in Athletics Ireland. Are you happy with the money there at the moment?
We are. Look, it is improving year on year. I'd have to say high-performance sport is, but even if you told me in the morning... my funding was going to be doubled, I'd still want more. That's the nature of the beast, you know, and there's always something else that it can be spent on. But we are doing well. We have fantastic sponsors. 123.ie, who you see on the vest, have been a fantastic partner to work with. Yeah. We have new sponsors coming on board for next year. And I think commercially, you know, the commercial success is a reflection of the success of the sport itself. And so approximately half our funding comes from Sport Ireland, and we generate the other half. So it's, we're in a good place and getting better.
Spar, obviously big backers as well, because Kelly Harrington was in with us, getting their value for money. There's no doubt about it.
We
mustn't forget the minority athletic sports, javelin, the hammer, high jump. Is there a danger sports like these might fall behind now with the track all getting all the attention?
Yeah, but look, we had Nicola Tuttle, a young hammer thrower from Bandon, made the final as well. Yeah. And Nicola finished in ninth position. And those throwing disciplines are very, very... They take many years to build up the strength and technical ability in them. And for Nicola to make a final at 20 years of age is incredible as well. So that also shows the depth we have coming through. We also have a couple of very talented long jumpers in Elizabeth and Doody, Reese Adamola, coming through the system. Unfortunately, both were unavailable for this competition, but they would have made fine as well if they were there, if they'd jumped to their personal best. So that again shows, and both very young, 20, 21 years of age.
Extraordinary. Kamir, how long have you been here, Hamish?
I have lived in Ireland nearly 23 years. I'm still a blower, though, Oliver, but 23 years.
Even after 50,
years, they might. Yeah.
You'd be blowing. But what is it about Kiwis and coming over to Ireland to help us along with sport?
Look, I think probably New Zealand sport was more advanced than Irish sport a number of years ago. 20 years ago when I came over, I think that I came over in rugby initially, and that bridge has certainly been surpassed at this stage, been built and surpassed. I mean, Irish sport, it's a reflection of the consistent and sustained investment by government and Sport Ireland in it. And Irish sport are world beaters now across the board. You know, we're very, very competitive, and look out.
Well, we're delighted with ourselves at the moment. And Hamish, thanks so much for joining us this morning. We wish you and your team every success ahead for the Olympics, and congratulations to you and everyone involved.
That's thanks very much, Oliver.
Hamish, delighted to Adams there, Athletics Ireland. Thanks a million. We're going to take a quick break. Back after this.
From the North, text studio, followed by your message to 80889.
Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. Online car insurance that's driven to save you time and money.